Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 477 for Thursday, July 16th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Thursday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex and other commodities. ICE canola was anywhere from $1.20 to $3.30 higher, with the most active November contract up $3.30, checking in at $526.80 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also higher, which supported canola. While rain across parts of Western Canada has alleviated some dry areas, the lack of moisture is still underpinning the market. However, the long-term bias is starting to tilt lower now that the weather on the Western Prairies isn't as consistently drought-like. Showers are forecast for parts of northern Alberta and southwest Saskatchewan in the next 2 to 3 days, which also limited the gains. Some fund traders have liquidated their long positions. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents higher, with the November contract checking in at $10.24 a bushel. Signs of increasing domestic demand lifted prices. New numbers from the National Oilseed Processors Association show an extremely high crush rate for the month of June. Forecasts calling for wet weather in the Midwest this week were also supportive. Corn was 7 to 8 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.48 per bushel. Hedge funds and other large players renewed buying amid forecasts for rain showers in parts of the U.S. Midwest. A lot of the rain is expected to hit on sections that are already waterlogged. U.S. export sales are expected to be neutral. U.S. wheat was 3 to 5 cents per bushel higher, with the September contract sitting at $5.72 per bushel. The soft wheat forecast in the European Union has been reduced by nearly a million tons due to the hot, dry weather. Japan recently bought 75,000 tons of wheat from the U.S. The higher U.S. dollar may limit the upside, though. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.